This is short version of Sci Center, March 22, 2026.
Why are you so troubled? Let me take care of all your concerns. I will look after them. I take charge only when you become capable of surrendering completely to me. It is precisely for this that I am waiting. When you surrender to me fully, you will no longer have to worry about anything. Let go of all fear, all distress. You reveal that you do not trust me. Entrust yourselves completely. Surrender means the capacity to distance one's thoughts from worries, from the various difficulties you have to face, from all your different problems. Hand over all these matters to me and say, Lord, take care of them. Thy will be done. This amounts to thank you, Lord. With everything in your hands, I know that all will work out for my highest good. Surrender means not having expectations, not being upset if the outcome of events is different than anticipated. When you worry, you show that you do not believe that you are loved and cherished, that I am in charge of your lives, and that nothing escapes me. Do not think about what will happen and how things will turn out. If you give in to this kind of weakness, you show that you do not have sufficient trust in me. Do you want me to take care of things or not? You simply must stop worrying. I will lead you only if you surrender completely. And when I have to take you along a path which is different to that which you'd expected, I myself will carry you in my arms. Your mind is the cause of your agitation, as your thoughts and worries and that desire to do everything yourselves. How often I intervene for both your spiritual and material needs when you turn to me inwardly saying, please, you take care of this, after which you close your eyes and sleep peacefully. But you will benefit only when, in your prayers, you have entrusted yourselves fully to me. When in pain, you pray for my help, but of the kind that yourselves desire. You do not entrust yourselves to me. Instead, you want me to adapt myself to your request. You are like those patients who tell the doctor what medicine they need. Instead of asking him, do not do this. Even during difficult times, say, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this problem, this need of mine. Please deal with these matters in the way you deem best for this transitory term on earth. You know what is necessary for time. If you say this sincerely, thy will be done, which amounts to you take care of this, I intervene with my full omnipotence and resolve the most crucial situations, even those that seem impossible. At times, do you have the impression that your misfortune is increasing instead of diminishing? Do not be troubled. Close your eyes and trustingly say these words. You take care. Thy will be done. Then I will do just that, and when necessary, also perform a miracle. I am thinking of you constantly. I can only help you completely when you entrust yourselves totally to me.
The line that says, if you say this sincerely, thy will be done, which amounts to you take care of this by intervening with my full omnipotence and resolve the most crucial situations, even those that seem impossible. And I was thinking the times that I don't do this sincerely is when I am in the position of doership and I think I can do something. And then when I hit the wall and I find out that it's on my hand, then that sincere thy will be done and you take care of this coming to picture. Yeah, I mean, there are times that it just naturally, I feel it in my heart and I do surrender, and there are times that there's this struggle between doership, and then it has, I have to hit the wall and then say that. So that's how it is.
Anyone else like to share?
I like the lines, when you surrender to me fully, you will no longer have to worry about anything. Let go of all fear, all distress. And I think that's kind of hard to let go of all fear, because fear drives many things in life. Mostly when we worry, it's not about things that have happened, but more about things that might happen. What if, and we get caught in that cycle. And I have my struggles too with this letting go of fear.
I think those of you, Priya and Niloufar, that genuinely talked about their fear and their failing, if anybody can help them out, would be really nice. I mean, you know, when we are born, everything in life startled us as a baby. And then later on, we don't know the cause of it, why we're so leery about it. So if anybody has conquered their fear, which is the most natural human traits, that we all have it, and if we say we don't, then we are superhuman. I would appreciate if you could share it with Priya and all of us. I don't want to give lectures and things, but I think it would be nice also not only share how beautiful this writing is, but also to come out of it a little bit richer than when we walked in. So if anybody has let go of their future uncertainty, please share with us. I haven't been able to... I'm not prompted to for a while. I'd like to hear it from you guys.
I definitely can't say I've conquered fear, but I have very concrete things that
about the future, when if something scares you or brings out some sort of a trauma from the past, how do you, if everybody can share their success a little bit or their failure, it would be really nice.
There was this one time that I was like so worried about something that was happening, and I don't really want to talk about the details, but I was like so stressed out about it for so long, worrying about what was going to happen because it was ongoing. And then I was worrying about it, and then I was doing this yoga, and then like all of a sudden I just said, I give up, and like I surrender, and it felt like it popped in my brain kind of. And then literally like 10 or 15 minutes later, I got a phone call that it was over. So I always remember that. I can't do that all the time, but that's just something that happened.
I had a similar experience recently. And sometimes I go around in my mind thinking I've given up, but I have really haven't. And when I reach the point that I have no more ideas, I'm completely clueless, and I can acknowledge it, feel it in my core. New solutions, breakthroughs happen out of nowhere. And it's not until I truly throw in the towel, say, I don't know what to do.
It reminds me of a story. I was in India with two little kids, and we all got really, really ill. By the time we got to the Bombay airport, I just threw the sleeping bag on the floor. And you know, Bombay airport 40-some years ago, it was not something you'd throw your thing on. I just said, let's all sleep. We all slept, got up, coughing, throwing up, coughing. We got to to Frankfurt, and we were in a hotel that was connected to the airport. We always stayed there. That night, in the middle of the night, one of the kids threw up in the bed. The other one was coughing so hard, I couldn't stop it. I went in the bathroom, sat on the toilet, and I said, I give up. I just threw my hand on the air, and I said, I don't care what happens. They can die. Make it to the United States, we might not. I don't care. I came back. It's a good story for myself to remind myself. I come back and I sleep and I have a dream of Baba, which was, I thought it was a little bit naughty. He said, you passed the test. And I looked at him and said, are you serious? And when I woke up, there was no sign of illness in any of us. I did not appreciate that test, to be honest with you. Even the dream, I thought it was a little bit cruel. But just throwing my towel in on the toilet bowl did it. So it was a good reminder for me today.
I have this one thought of something that I did many years ago that was always so terrifying to me that I could never look at it or think about it or think about anything having to do with it. I'd have to distract myself in any way possible until I heard you talk about face the dog. Mm-hmm. And that night this thought came and it jumped me out of bed and I sat on the couch and I said, okay, come. And I looked at that thought.
It needs a lot of courage.
Oh,
but it does.
My body is shaking as I talk about it. Uh-huh. I said, come, all of it, just come, I'm here. And I watched it and I watched everything it said to me and I watched exactly what I did and all the ways that it affected all the things in my life and how awful I was, all the things my mind told me. I watched it and I watched it to the end. And then it didn't have that power anymore. And I had to do it several times, but now when that thought comes, it's more like, and it was something that I actually, if I thought about it before, I would throw up. That's the effect that it had on me my whole life.
I've shared this with Nilu before, my approach when a worry and a fear comes, and it comes, there's no controlling it. The way I look at it is I look at it logically, and I think, if this worry and this fear, is it doing any good? Is it solving the problem? And the answer is almost always no. Then the response is, and why the hell are you doing it? Stop.
Yeah, you're not a woman. This, the logic does not work when the emotions are like an army of... I mean, seriously, I'm very happy for you.
It's just, it drains you, every emotion.
Another story I'd like to say before we finish. I love is writing so much. To me, it's so uplifting, it's so loving, it's so the best. A few days my mother passed away, I gave that in her hand, and I said, Mom, read it. It was in Farsi. Gopi had done it just like this in Farsi. And she read it, and I could see every line she reads. She has a worry and that tension from her face is falling. This is something that should be read a few times a day and have it someplace really dear to our daily activity. That's one of my favorites, so thank you for bringing it.
Sometimes I feel that a worry or fear I have been... Well, I don't feel it, I'm so at peace with myself, but then it comes back. Mm-hmm. Another time, something comes back as if I haven't done anything other than it's back.
Like Baba says, I don't want to talk too much about it because I myself am in the process of being very silent and very much looking. Again, we go to I Am the Child book. We all have been hit that we don't even remember. All we remember is that it has turned to a fear. And that the fear can attach itself to this subject or that subject or that subject. So, like Baba says and Radha says it and all of you are helping each other, this is something that comes with a human. When we accept opposites, good and bad, we avoid the bad and we embrace one, the good, right? So I'm glad that when we get together, we come up with our weaknesses, also with our strength, so that when we leave Baba's meeting, something has inspired us.
And your story, Sat, really helped me about your India story, because as you were talking, like, you know, you also hit the bottom when you sat on the toilet and said, I give up.
Yeah,
and
I thought it was in the right place to study. But everywhere else, it was people throwing out. Except for the toilet. Should have been the first place.
No, but what I'm saying is, I thought, why do we always have to hit the rock bottom before we throw the towel out? But so I'm not alone. I mean, I wish we would do it sooner, but I don't know.
I really love Radha's story too.
I wonder if it's something about, like, something with our energy that we're putting into the worrying or the problem or something, and then when we let that go, maybe it goes to the right place or something. I don't know.
I think you do know. That's what I meant. I think you do know. It goes back to that silence, I guess, that divinity that Baba talks and says surrender to. Thank you, Baba. I really appreciate tonight. Yeah. First meditation really came from what Baba says. In a meditation, he popped out. I really had nothing to do with it as a human.
Thank you.